Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to.
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Did those teeth in ancient time walk upon England's mountains?
Well, hello there again, ladies and gentlemen. This time we'd like to up the tempo a little, change the mood. We've got a number requested by Pip, Pauline, Nigel, Tarquin, and old Spotty, Tarquin's mother. It's a little number specially written for the pubescence of ex-King Zog of Albania, and it's entitled Art Gallery. Hope you like it.
Exhibition?
Just like Mike Evans showed him an exhibition of early 18th century Dresden pottery and he goes berserk. No, I said no and I meant no. This morning we were viewing the early Flemish masters of the Renaissance and Mannerist schools when he takes out his black aerosol and squirts Vermeer's lady at a window.
Still, it's not as bad as spitting, is it?
No. Well, Kevin knows. If he spits at a painting, I'll never take him to an exhibition again.
Ralph used to spit. He could hit a Van Gogh at 30 yards. Yes. But he knows now it's wrong, don't you, Ralph? Ralph, stop it. Stop it. Stop chewing that turnip. You are... You're a naughty, naughty, vicious little boy. Oh, look at that. The fighting temeraire ruined. What shall I do?
Well, I don't do anything with it, love. Just put it in the bin over there.
Really?
Yes, take my word for it, Marge. Kevin's eaten most of the early 19th century British landscape artists, and I've learned not to worry. As a matter of fact, I feel a bit peckish myself.
Yes. I never... I never used to like Turner.
No, I don't know much about art, but I know what I like.
What? I think you Trevor's brushwork is fantastic. But it doesn't always agree with me. Not after Rubens, anyway. All those cherries. Got Vermeer all down my shirt.
Watto, dear?
What a terrible joke.
But it's my only line.
All right, we didn't have to say. You could have kept quiet for a change. That's typical. Talk, natty, natty, natty.
Bring me my arrows of desire. Bring me my spear, all clouds unfold. Bring me my chariot of
to me. As officer commanding the Regular Army's Advertising Division, I object in the strongest possible terms to this obvious reference to our own slogan, "It's a dog's life, a man's life," in the modern army. And I warn this program that any recurrence of this sloppy, long-haired civilian plagiarism will be dealt with most severely. Right. Now, on the command cut, camera will cut to camera two. All right, director? Wait for it. Camera, cut.
This is my only line.
Oh, oh, that's
my only line.
It's no, guys.
Thank you.
sir, that is your privilege. And I shall, of course, refund you.
Taking your clothes off in public.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. Now, quiet. Wait a minute. I've already warned this program about infringing the army copyright of our slogan, "It's a pig's life, man's life," in the modern army. And I'm warning you, if it happens again, I shall come down on this program like a ton of bricks. Right. Carry on, Sergeant Major.
Sir! Good evening, Cruz.
Evening.
Where's all the others, then?
Not here.
I can see that. What's the matter with them?
Don't know.
Perhaps they've got flu.
Flu? Flu? They've been eating too much fresh fruit. Right, now, self-defense. Tonight I should be carrying on from where I got to last week. When I was showing you how to defend yourself against anyone who attacks you armed with a piece of fresh fruit.
Promise we wouldn't do fruit this week.
What do you mean?
Well, we've done fresh fruit for the last 9 weeks.
What's wrong with fruit? You think you know it all, eh?
Well, can't we do something else for a change?
Like someone who attacks you with a pointed stick.
Pointed sticks? Oh, we want to learn how to defend ourselves against pointed sticks, do we? Getting all iron mighty, eh? Fresh fruit not good enough for you, eh? Oh. Well, I'll tell you something, my lad. When you're all walking home tonight and some homicidal maniac comes after you, when a bunch of Loganberries don't come crying to me! Right, the passion fruit! When you're a sailor lunges at you with the passion fruit, thus...
We've done the passion fruit!
What?
We've done the passion fruit!
We've done oranges, apples, grapefruit...
Whole and segments.
Pomegranates, greengages...
Grapes, passion fruits...
Lemons...
Plums...
Yeah, and mangoes in syrup.
How about cherries?
We've done that. Them.
Red and black?
Yes.
All right, then. Bananas! Oh. We haven't done them, have we? Oh. Right, bananas! How do you defend yourself against a man armed with a banana? Yeah, you, take this. Now, it's quite simple to defend yourself against the banana fiend. First of all, you force him to drop the banana. Next, you eat the banana, thus disarming him. You have now rendered him helpless.
Suppose he's got a bunch.
Shut up!
Supposing he's got a pointed stick.
Shut up! Right, now, you, Mr. Apricot.
Harrison.
Mr. Harrison, come with me with that banana, then. Come on, attack me with it. As hard as you like. Come on. No. Put something into it, for God's sake. Hold it like that. Scream! Now, come on! Come on, attack me! Come on! Yeah. No! Now I eat the banana!
Dead! You shot him!
He's completely dead!
You shot him!
Right. I'm now eating the banana! The deceased, Mr. Apricot, is now disarmed!
You shot him! You shot him dead!
Why, he was attacking me with a banana!
Well, you told him to!
No, I'm only doing my job! I have to show you how to defend yourself against fresh fruit!
And pointed sticks.
Shut up!
Supposing someone come at you with a banana and you haven't got a gun?
Run for it!
Well, you couldn't stand it. Couldn't stand and scream for help.
Yeah, you try that with a pineapple down your windpipe.
Pineapple?
Well,
I was just saying pineapple.
Oh, blood, I thought my number was on that one.
What, on the pineapple?
Well!
No, I was just repeating it.
Oh, I see, right. Oh, that's a banana then. Next, the raspberry. Honest looking thing, isn't it? You, Mr. Tin Peach.
Thompson.
Mr. Thompson, come me with that raspberry and come on, be as vicious as you like with it.
No.
Why not?
You'll shoot me.
I won't.
Well, you shot Mr. Harrison.
That was self-defense. Come on, I promise I won't shoot you.
You promise you tell us about pointed sticks?
Shut up! No! Brandish that raspberry. Come on, be as vicious as you like with it. Come on.
Now, throw the gun away.
I haven't got a gun.
Oh, yes, you have.
I haven't.
You have. You shot Mr. Harrison with it.
Oh, that gun.
Throw it away.
All right. How did you defend yourself Against a raspberry without a gun.
You were going to shoot me.
I wasn't. Come on. Come on, you worm. You miserable little man. Come at me then. Come on, do your worst, you worm. If anyone ever attacks you with a raspberry, simply pull the lever and the 16-ton weight will drop on his head. I learned that in Malaya.
Suppose you haven't got the 16-ton weight.
Well, that's planning, isn't it? Forethought.
Well, how many 16-ton weights are there?
Look! Look, smarty pants! The 16-ton weight is just one way. Just one way of killing the raspberry killer. There are millions of others.
Like what?
Shoot him.
Well, supposing you haven't got a gun or a 16-ton
All right, weight. Clever Dick. All right, Clever Dick. You two, come at me with raspberries. They are an old basket each. Come on, come at me with them then.
No gun?
No.
No 16-ton weight?
No!
No pointed stick?
Shut up!
No rocks up in the ceiling?
No!
You won't kill us?
I won't kill you!
Promise?
I promise I won't kill you! Now, you're going to attack me!
All right.
Right, now don't rush me this time! I'm going to turn me back so you can stalk me, right? Come up as quietly as you can, right close up behind me, then in with the raspberries, right? Start moving! Now, the first thing to do when you're being stalked by an ugly mob with raspberries is to release the tiger. The great advantage of the tiger in unarmed combat is that it not only eats the raspberry-laden foe, but also the raspberries. The tiger, however, does not relish the peach. The peach assailant should be attacked with a crocodile. Right. Now, the rest of you, I know you're there. Lurking under the floorboards with your damsons and your prunes. Hiding behind the wall bars with your quinces. Well, I'm ready for you. I've wired myself up to 200 tons of jelly night. And if any of you so much as tries anything, we'll all go up together. I warned you, right, that's it.
Say, have I shown you my last operation?
Now we've got to find that tumor. Aha! Now, where does it go? Oh. It's not enough.
Oh, dear.
Those feet in ancient times walk upon England's mountains greeting.
Well, now we'd like to alter the mood a little. We'd like to bring you something for Mum and Dad, Annie and Roger, Mazarin and Louis, and all at Versailles. It's a little number called England's Mountains Green. Hope you like it.
And did those feet in ancient times.
Yes, you know, it's a man's life in England's mountains green.
What? I heard that. I'm going to stop this sketch now. And if there's any more of this, I'm going to stop the whole programme. I thought it was supposed to be about teeth anyway. Well, I'm going to do something about teeth. Go on.
My rustic monologue. I'm not sleeping with that producer again. Excitement. Drama. Action. Violence. Fresh fruit. Passion. Thrill, spill, romance, adventure. All the things you can read about in a book.
Good morning. I'd like to buy a book, please.
Ah, well, I'm afraid we don't have any.
I'm sorry?
We don't have any books. We're fresh out of them. Good morning.
What are all these?
All what? Oh, all these, you're referring to these, books.
Yes.
They're all sold. Good morning.
What, all of them?
Every single man jack of them. Not a single one of them in an unsold state. Good morning.
Who to?
What?
Who are they sold to?
Oh, various. Good Lord, is that the time? Oh, my goodness, I'm as close for lunch.
It's only half past ten.
Yes, well, I feel rather peckish, very peckish, actually. I don't suspect I'll open again today. I think I'll have a really good feed. I say, look at that lovely bookshop just across the road there. They've got a much better selection than we've got. Probably at ridiculously low prices, just across the road there. Good morning.
But I was told to come here.
Well. Well. I see. I hear the gooseberries are doing well this year. And so are the mangoes.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just saying, thinking of the weather. I hear the gooseberries are doing well this year. And so are the mangoes.
Mine aren't.
Go on.
What?
Go on, mine aren't, but...
What?
Aren't you going to say something about mine aren't, but the big cheese gets his at low tide tonight?
No.
Oh, ah, good morning. Wait. Who sent you?
The little old lady in the sweet shop.
She didn't have a dueling scar just here and a hook.
No.
No, of course not. I was thinking of somebody else. Good morning.
Wait a minute. There's something going on here.
What? Well, you didn't see anything, did you?
No, but I think there's something going on
here. No, well, there's nothing going on here at all. And he didn't see anything. Good morning.
There is something going on.
Look, there is nothing going on. Please believe me, there is absolutely nothing going on. Is there anything going on?
No, there's nothing going on.
See, there's nothing going on.
Who was that?
Well, my aunt. Look, what was this book you wanted, then? Quickly.
Quickly. I'd like to buy a copy of An Illustrated History of False Teeth.
My God, you've got guts.
What?
Just how much do you know?
What about?
Are you from the British Dental Association?
No, I'm a tobacconist.
Get away from that door.
I'll just go over the other...
Stay where you are. You'd never leave this bookshop alive.
Why not?
You know too much, my dental friend.
Oh, I don't know anything.
Come clean. You're a dentist, aren't you?
No, I'm a tobacconist.
A tobacconist who just happens to be buying a book on teeth.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha! Drop that gun, Stapleton.
Lafarge!
There is something going on.
No, there isn't.
Okay, Stapleton, this is it. Where's Mahoney hidden the fillings?
What fillings?
You know which fillings, Stapleton. Upper right 2 and 4, lower right 3, and lower left 1. Come on! Remember what happened to Nigel.
What happened to Nigel?
Orthodontic Jake gave him a jelly night mouthwash.
I knew there was something going on.
Well, there isn't.
Come on, Stapleton! The fillings.
They're at 22 Wimpole Street.
Don't play games with me.
Ow! 22A Wimpole Street.
That's better.
But you'll need an appointment.
Okay, Brian, make with the appointment, baby. No gas.
Ah, not so fast, Lafarge.
Vanderburg!
Yes! Now drop the Roscoe!
There is something going on.
No, there isn't. Nice! Get the guts!
Who's that?
That's Vanderburg. He's on our side. All right! Get up against the wall, Lafarge! And you too, Stapleton!
Me?
Yeah, you dirty double-crossing rat!
What's happened?
He's too timely.
Bad luck.
All right! Where are the fillings? Answer me, where are they?
This is quite exciting.
Not so fast.
Oh, what's that?
It's a bazooka. All right, get against the wall, Vanderburg, and you, nurse. And the first one to try anything moves to a practice 6 feet underground. This is an anti-tank gun, and it's loaded. And you've just got 5 seconds to tell me... Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. My mind's wandering. I've had a terrible day. I really have. You've got 5 seconds to tell me. I've forgotten.
The 5 seconds haven't started yet, have they?
Only we don't know the question.
Was it about Vogler?
No. You've got 5 seconds to tell me...
About Nigel?
No.
Bronski?
No.
The fillings?
Oh, yes, the fillings, of course. Oh, stupid of me.
Right, you've got 5 seconds. Where are the fillings? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. 0. Oh, forgotten the firing. Sorry. Silly day. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Drop the bazooka, Brian.
The big cheese!
I'm glad you could all come to my little party. And Flopsy's glad too. Aren't you, Flopsy? Aren't you, Flopsy? That'll teach you to play hard to get. There, poor Flopsy's dead and never called me mother. And soon you will all be dead. Dead, dead, dead. And because I'm so evil, you will all die the slow way. Under the drill.
It's 1 o'clock.
So it is. Lunch break, everyone. Back here at 2.
Hello? Give me the British Dental Association. And fast.
You see, I knew there was something going on. Of course, the big cheese made 2 mistakes. First of all, he didn't recognize me. Lemming, Arthur Lemming, Special Investigator, British Dental Association. And second, spit. By the time I got back from lunch, I had every dental surgeon in SW1 waiting for them all in the broom cupboard. Funny, isn't it, how naughty dentists always make that one fatal mistake. Bye for now. Keep your teeth clean.
Lemming, Lemming, Lemming of the BDA. Lemming, Lemming, Lemming of the BD, Lemming of the BD, BD, BDA.
It's a man's life in the British Dental Association.
Right, no, I warn you. No, I warn you about the slogan. Right, that's the end. Stop the program. Stop it.
Acting, eh? Over you go.